is Free Talk Live, and we're launching into the third hour of the program. Plenty of time for you and your thoughts. All you have to do is call toll-free to 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. According to RT.com, the U.S. federal government has repealed a piece of legislation that passed back in 1972, apparently. Where they prohibited, at that time, the Voice of America and the other various federal government outreach projects like Radio Free Europe and other networks, they prohibited them from broadcasting within the United States. Oh, now, of course...
How could that be true with shortwave? How are they going to...
Well, you could still receive the shortwave from the United States.
But they're broadcasting shortwave from the United States.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, I thought they were setting up transmitters in other countries.
And they've got one of the VOA's radio transmission facilities was originally based in currently the VOA and IBB continue to operate shortwave radio transmitters and antenna at one site in the United States close to Greenville, North Carolina.
Well, then none of it makes sense to me then because...
I don't think shortwave just counts because they know that very few people listen to it.
Yeah, that must be it. Well, now it's done been legalized, where apparently the Voice of America could, should they want to, start putting local transmitters on the air. Because apparently, Mark, I was incorrect. It was not only shortwave that the Voice of America has been broadcasting on. You say that it includes satellite.
That would be a phenomenal waste of taxpayer money, and I would, that would be a great story for us to talk about. But no, in fact, VOA radio and television broadcasts are distributed by satellite, cable, and on FM, AM, and shortwave radio frequencies. They're streamed on individual language service websites, social media sites, and mobile platforms. They have more than 1,200 affiliate and contract agreements with radio, television stations, and cable networks worldwide.
You want to talk about a monumental waste of tax dollars? Let me ask you a trivia question real quick. Who is the highest paid individual contractor for the military?
Individual contractor for the military. You're talking about business or an individual?
An individual.
A person. I just don't know.
Dell Earnhardt Jr. receives $26.5 million per year for a sponsorship on his car for the National Guard.
Well, I mean, I would imagine his whole team is getting a cut of that money.
He personally receives $26.5 million per year.
And then pays the team?
From the sponsorship.
That's incredible.
Yes, he's the highest paid individual contractor for the military.
Oh, there you go.
That is a waste of taxpayer dollars.
Well, everything
it's
they
not
do
as
is...
big of a waste as it would be if they advertised on Free Talk Live at that rate. Because I can tell you that this is not very fertile ground around here.
I have to say, I'd take the agreement at that rate.
Oh, I don't mind selling the military a sponsorship. They're just going to pay a lot more than everybody else.
I'm not going to endorse them, but...
Yeah, none of our voices are going to be on the ads.
Right. And then I'd use it against them. I'd use their money against them in that case. So, back to the story here. In 1972, Arkansas Senator J. William Fulbright equated these government stories, again, this Voice of America content, written by the government, broadcast by the government, and now it'll be legal here. He says that he equated those government stories with propaganda when he said that they should, quote, be given the opportunity to take their rightful place in the graveyard of Cold War relics, unquote. However, a couple of current lawmakers were singing a different tune when they proposed the Smith-Mundt Modernization Act of 2012 last year, which became official 2 weeks ago, when Reps Mac Thornberry and Adam Smith, a Republican and Democrat, introduced their changes last year. They said their bill would modify, quote, a Cold War era law that hampers diplomatic, defense, and other agencies' ability to communicate, in the 21st century. Amid much debate, however, their argument quickly became one that focused less on ensuring Uncle Sam has his say within the media and more on making sure a taxpayer-funded program became available to those footing the costs. Smith wrote in May 2012 in support of his bill, quote, effective strategic communication and public diplomacy should be front and center as we work to roll back al-Qaeda's and other violent extremist influence among disaffected populations. An essential part of our efforts must be a coordinated, comprehensive, adequately resourced plan to counter their radical messages and undermine their recruitment abilities.
Basically, we want to be able to lie to the American people and tell them how evil and horrible these people are. Mm-hmm. Because when George Bush said you're either with us or the terrorists, that didn't go far enough in saying, you know, how horrible they are.
Smith-Mundt must be updated to bolster our strategic communications and public diplomacy capacity on all fronts and mediums, especially online. Now, I can't say I've listened to the Voice of America in any recent memory. Maybe when I was a kid, I might have tuned in their shortwave frequency for a short period of time. So I can't comment on the actual content of what is heard there.
Me either.
If you have any level of expertise on that, would love to hear from you. You know, what actually do you hear when you tune into the Voice of America? And since it's now legal to broadcast these things in the U.S., what's to stop them from creating a different Voice of America, one that is targeted at U.S. people rather than international folks? And
nothing
maybe
is.
You know, maybe stock it full of, like you're saying, anti-Muslim messages or fear-mongering, like, if you see something, say something, ads in every single commercial break, that kind of thing.
I think it's the best thing they could do for us. Frankly, if the United States government, they're going to be bad at it. They're going to execute it poorly. And poorly executed propaganda will be transparent to the media-savvy American public. And mm-hmm. when they poorly execute their, you know, their big government, big brother bullcrap, it's going to turn people against them.
How media savvy do you think the American public is when they're sitting around watching Honey Boo Boo and the Kardashians?
They know what they like, and they know what a message that's attempting, you know, the reason that product placement is becoming more popular is because people know what an advertisement is. They don't like to have things shoved down their throats. And it's, you know, Fox News is dropping off as far as listenership goes. These, as is MSNBC, and so is CNN, frankly. And these media outlets are having it rough. I don't know. I just don't think it's going
to
go well.
We can come back to more on this. Matula is on the line listening in Washington. You're on Free Talk Live. Matula.
Hey, what's up, you guys? How you doing?
Hey, Matula. What's on your mind tonight?
I got 4 points. I'm going to go real quick. First, Trayvon. I knew he was going to get acquitted for various reasons.
Zimmerman?
The second, Mark Zimmerman, Trayvon
yep.
Martin.
Right.
We're confused on whose case it was at this point. But anyways, number two, you just answered my question on the propaganda thing. And the reason I think they're doing it is to control other outlets like you. And there's a couple other outlets. You know what I'm saying?
I don't think this has any effect on our show. This just simply legalizes the use of domestic propaganda.
They're trying to restrict independent media while putting forth this crap.
Well, I think they would like to, but this particular bill doesn't have any effect on independent media.
No, it's not going to work. It's not going to work. It's not going to work because there's too many real followers. I understand that. My third point is Bradley Manning. If you guys really want to donate, use your dollars, man. Go to his website, Deborah Van Poo. L-E-N? I don't know how that's pronounced.
That doesn't sound like his website. Who is Deborah Van Poolen?
Oh, that's the woman that is selling art on his website. Go Google Mr. Manning, and that's how you can really help him out.
Yeah, if you want to help Bradley Manning, go directly to his website, which is bradleymanning.org.
Check it out, bro. That's what I'm talking about.
You gave out a different site. So bradleymanning.org is where people should...
bradleymanning.org.
Okay.
Deborah Van Poolen is the artist that sells
gotcha.
Art.
Okay.
Yes,
and
sir.
Point number four.
Mr. Kokesh. To me, he's like a modern-day Tupac. You know what I'm saying? He's a modern-day Tupac, and as somebody said earlier, yeah, they are trying to make him a martyr, but he needs to be very careful. I love him very much, man. he needs to be very careful, man.
If you want to be careful, then don't go into Washington, D.C. carrying a shotgun. But thank you for the call tonight, Matula. I appreciate hearing from you. 855-453. You take control of the airwaves here, and this is Free Talk Live.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story of how SelectQuote goes to bat for you buying term life insurance. A while back, a man called me who had had prostate cancer. He asked if I could beat a very high quote another life insurance agent had given him. I said, let me see. Well, I took his pertinent information, then shopped the highly rated, price-competitive companies we represent, and found one who pre-approved him for a premium way below what he had been quoted. When it comes to term life insurance, no other company touches SelectQuote's experience and expertise in finding the right policy at the right price for almost anyone. How about you?
For your free quote, call 1-800-945-9104. That's 1-800-945-9104. 1-800-945-9104. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save.
What does freedom mean to you? How about the freedom to take control of your own future? At eFoods Direct, we're again celebrating Food Freedom Month. In July, for every $329 you spend on our highly nutritious, great-tasting food, you will receive a $190 Patriot Pack free. For example, purchase a six-month supply and get three Patriot Packs free. The Patriot Pack is a 24-day supply of eFoods quick-fix, easy-to-store food, plus stove, fuel, and cookpot, all in an easy-to-carry bucket. Patriot Packs are the ideal grab-and-go emergency kit for your car or to have by the back door. Perfect for your cabin or camping trip this summer, or even simply to add more food to your supply, free. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack with purchase. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. And remember, free shipping every day.
There's a huge and hushed up conspiracy going on that's about to turn your lives upside down in the coming few months. Unbelievably, the media are keeping quiet about this. I'm sure they know it, but they probably know that revealing it on TV will generate mass hysteria and chaos. But I believe you should be informed about it, because when the sinister agenda is finally accomplished and everything unravels, only those who know this secret info will survive and thrive. Go to 123conspiracy.com right now to see the truth. The video at 123conspiracy.com reveals the real, secret reason why Obama is after your guns and ammo. And it's not just in response to mass murders of preparing for war. It's something much darker. Go watch the video now at 123conspiracy.com before they shut it down. Again, that's 123conspiracy.com.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crust, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. You bring up what you want. Toll-free, 855-453. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And I forgot to mention tonight, we're on Skype as well. You can Skype us at username LRN.FM. That is a great way for you to get in touch with the show on Skype. Sounds awesome usually when you're on Skype, so please use that if that is available to you. Again, username on Skype, lrn.fm. Tonight with you, it's Ian,
Daryl,
and Mark.
You know, we've got a brand new sponsor on board with Free Talk Live that I'm pretty excited about. And it actually, I think it's Brian Sovereign from the Sunday Night Show who deserves credit for this one. He brought these guys on board. And I'm really happy about it because Squarespace is on with Free Talk Live now. And I actually had heard of Squarespace before they came on as a sponsor, but I had never gotten around to trying Squarespace. And there really wasn't any reason for me to not try it because they've got a free trial and it's really easy to sign up for. And their website looks absolutely incredible. It's something that will be very attractive when you go to squarespace.com. But it's an all-in-one platform that makes it easy to create a professional website, blog, portfolio, or online store. And you get a free trial and you get 10% off your first purchase by going to squarespace.com and using offer code FTL7. Now, why the number 7? Well, that's because it's only valid for the month of July. Squarespace is constantly updating their platform with new features, new designs, and more support. They have beautiful designs you can start with and tons of style options for you to adjust, so you can really create your own space online. This is for those of you who have been wanting a website, but you can't afford to hire some designer and pay them $60 an hour or more to custom build a website for you. I mean, let me tell you, I've spent a bunch of money custom building websites, and it sucks having to pay that kind of money. Squarespace looks incredible, and it's also incredibly affordable.
Yeah, it's really, I don't know anything else about anything, but I know when something looks good, and they make great-looking websites.
They do, and they take care of the hosting side of it. They take care of search engine optimization and even make sure your site automatically looks great on any device. So whether you're looking at a mobile phone or your laptop, it's going to look good. They scale it and make things fit depending on the size of the browser. It's really easy to use, but of course, if you need some help, Squarespace has an amazing support team that's on the job 24/7, and it starts at just $8 a month and includes a domain name if you sign up for a year. And they've got the yearly package where you get a price break automatically just for buying a year. And that 10% off code, FTL7, also applies to the yearly package as well. Every design does automatically include a unique mobile experience that matches the overall style of the website, so it'll look great on every device every time. And, of course, you can sign up for your free account right now by going to squarespace.com. You don't need to have a credit card. Just give it a shot and start building your website. And the system is incredibly easy. It's really user intuitive. I've actually tried it out. What I did was I used their import option. So if you're like me, you've already got websites. You can actually take your existing WordPress site, for instance, as well as some other sites, and import that into the Squarespace system. That way you don't have to start from scratch on everything. You can import your existing site and then tweak it using the Squarespace tools. So your free trial, go to squarespace.com. When you're ready to buy, use code FTL7 and get 10% off of your first purchase. And don't forget about their free domain registrations for annual plan customer subscriptions. Squarespace.com. Offer code FTL7. You can create your own space at squarespace.com.
Excellent.
855 450 free. Brian is in Oklahoma City. You're on Free Talk Live. Brian.
Yeah, it's Brian. I had a question. That is the word or the term redneck a racial slur?
I don't know. I would. It certainly refers to one's, propensity, as I understand it, propensity to turn red on the neck, and obviously that wouldn't be too many other ethnicities besides.
I've actually known some black people that called themselves rednecks.
Yeah, sure. I mean, there's always going to be outliers. We're talking about bell curves, but the question is it is it racially charged? I suppose it is racially charged, but I don't think that I would call it a racist term.
I wouldn't say that it's racially charged. I would say that it's more of a cultural thing.
Yeah, I agree with Daryl. I mean, there's a guy down the street who has a redneck flag at his house. I mean, there are people who are proud to associate themselves with the term redneck.
I'm not going to disagree with that, but I still think the term is racially charged.
Yeah,
what do you think, Brian?
I think it's kind of synonymous with white racist, when it's used in a lot of context,
I think it can be.
And it's interesting that, are we allowed to say the N-word on the air?
I would prefer you not. In fact, I'll probably dump you if you do.
I won't say it, but I just think it's interesting that if, you know, one's allowed and the other one's not. And the other thing that I was thinking, the word anti-Semite, that's like a word that's kind of like they invented to, like they had to invent their own word for racism. You know, they couldn't just say, oh, that guy's a racist, you know, in their text.
I think Jew hater is a more accurate term than anti-Semite, because Semitic people are from all over the Middle East.
Yeah, Arabs are technically Semitic.
Not just technically, they're Semitic.
Right, but in the modern usage of the term, Semitic is synonymous with Jewish, but Arabs are also descended from Shem, who Semitic means a descendant of Shem.
You know that in the Talmudic text, it's like Hebrew text, it's very racist in there. And they don't really consider it racist unless you're racist towards a Jew.
So can you back up that statement? You say the Talmud is racist and you don't, is there any, what's racist about the Talmud?
I just said everyone's kind of, that's not like a Jew is like subhuman.
Do you have a quote?
Or like property.
Do you have a quote?
No, I don't.
Okay. That's one of the problems is that, people make claims about, the Quran and the Talmud. I haven't read all these documents, and I don't know. I certainly, Jews tend to be insular and marry their own and try to get, their families to do the same. That is a propensity, but it's becoming less and less common as time goes by.
I'd like to go back to something you said a moment ago, Brian, and this was your point about redneck versus the N-word and how one is acceptable and the other isn't. I don't think the term redneck, despite Mark saying that he believes it's racially charged to some extent, I don't think it has the same history. I mean, you don't generally hear about people engaging in lynchings of people while, calling them "you damn redneck" or whatever. There's not a long history of public beatings and cross burnings and things like that that went on targeting rednecks. So I don't really feel like it has in any way the same level of racial charge, if you want to say that at all.
Well, I think the N-word is in the realm of racist, right?
Yeah.
And I'd say the term redneck is entering the realm of racially charged. There's a lot of sort of attachment between redneck and the Confederate flag, and you always use it to generally use it to describe a white person. So, there's a racial aspect to it.
But not all white people are called redneck.
Indeed,
they're
not.
Derogatory term.
That's a good point, too, as well. Hey, Brian, thanks for the call. 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. More coming up. You may take control of the airwaves. And flashing headlights, is that free speech? We'll explore on the way.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition.
reputation by serving thousands of worldwide customers with Real People customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule I drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. HempUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, dial toll-free and bring up whatever you would like at 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and you can join us online. Just head over to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we share with you there. We've got listening options, live streams, we've got them, broadband and narrowband versions of the show, also a midband one, so you can use whichever stream best fits your internet connection size. They're all free at listen.freetalklive.com. In addition, we've got over 100 great radio stations from coast to coast that air the show at various different times throughout the week. Plus, we've got satellite listening options, including XM. We've got two channels on XM that we appear on. In addition to that, there's also the free-to-air KU band listening choice, which allows you to tune in via satellite anywhere in Central and North America for the most part, plus our webcam and the listen lines that allow you to call from any phone that can dial long distance and listen that way. Go to listen.freetalklive.com to learn more about getting tuned in.
While I was out at Freedom Fest, I was able to get my copy of Quantum Vibe Volume 1, Nicole, and I got it signed by Scott Beezer.
Sweet.
Yeah, it's really great. I was reading it on the way back from the airplane. I got more than halfway through it. And to sort of be able to relive the experience of reading it online, having a book in your hand really is different. I've read the Quantum Vibe series for, sometime more than a year. There's more than 400 strips in the volume one, mm-hmm. and they come out every weekday, so I guess it's been around for a couple of years now.
And yeah, sounds right.
There's more strips besides volume one. Volume one's just collected at this point.
Gotcha.
So if you want a great, read a great strip, go to quantumvibe.com and read this comic. And if you do read the comic, get the book. There's no experience like having the book. It's really exciting for me, and I can't wait to finish it up. And you can get that by going through shop.freetalklive.com, mm-hmm. And getting it on Amazon, and of course straight from bigheadpress.com. It's like $15 retail. So there you go, quantumvibe.com.
And let's continue with your calls and thoughts. And then coming up, flashing headlights. Is that free speech? Daryl's got the story, but Jill's on the line first in Ithaca, listening to WNYY. Hey, Jill.
Hi. Hey. Yes, very upset with the decision to let a murderer go free. The whole case was messed up. I'm not faulting the jurors.
Which case are you talking about? The Zimmerman case?
I'm sorry, Zimmerman. Yes, I'm sorry. I didn't make that clear. Okay. And the problem, too, is the stand your ground laws that are now in effect in many states. And
The claim in the case is that Trayvon Martin was the claim in the case, and you know at this point that this is these are the facts as they were decided, is that Trayvon was on top of Zimmerman beating his head into the cement, and that's not a stand your ground situation. That is self defense as it was defined by the law prior to the.
Well, what is a stand your ground?
But the judge went to
hold on, Jill. Zimmerman's own lawyer, before the trial ever began, said this has nothing to do with the stand your ground law. This is strictly about self-defense.
That's what he said. But the judge, when she was giving instructions to the jurors, quoted the stand your ground law. That he didn't have to, that Zimmerman did not have to retreat. That used to be different before 2006. You were supposed to retreat. Now you don't have to.
This is true.
There's no,
That's a true statement. However, Zimmerman, when he was, now there's a couple of stories here, right? Like supposedly Trayvon, according to the case, Trayvon came up to Zimmerman, but that may or may not be true. Maybe Zimmerman approached Trayvon. So even if Zimmerman approached Trayvon, there's nothing legally wrong with going up to someone whom you think is a threat to your neighborhood or whatever, and say, "Hey, what are you doing here?" There's no problem with that. It's a little weird, but he was the captain of their neighborhood watch, so I think that gives him some kind of validity in that circumstance. So he didn't have to retreat in that circumstance either. There's stand your ground doesn't. If Zimmerman, flashed his gun at Trayvon beforehand, I mean, none of the scenarios affect the stand your ground laws. They may have been mentioned in the case, but it's not relevant to the decision with the facts that are apparent.
Now, Ian, you asked what stand your ground is. Stand your ground is the law that says that you have a legal right to defend yourself in a manner that you see fit, as long as you are in a place that you have a legal right to be. So,
and
for example, if I...
had a legal right to be where he was, right?
They were both on
and
a public sidewalk. They both had a legal right to be there.
Right. So the kid had a right to be there. There was no DNA of Zimmerman found on the kid. The kid's cell phone was knocked to the ground. The girlfriend attested to that. She heard it hit the ground.
The reason the jury found Zimmerman not guilty is because there is enough reasonable doubt as to who threw the first punch, who began the altercation. And that, as long as there's reasonable doubt, then the jury must acquit.
It sounds to me like Zimmerman started it. I mean, he was the one who messed with this kid in the first place.
Right.
Wasn't Trayvon Martin just walking down the street?
Yes.
Wearing a hoodie and like eating some candy or
eating
something
Skittles.
Like that? I mean, what is this guy's
problem? Well, he was walking down the street in a very, apparently a rather heavy, rain shower with a hoodie up and perhaps went, as I understand it, went between some houses at some point, maybe to avoid Zimmerman, maybe just he was in between the houses. Like, it gets really kind of weird.
Yeah. And I can't say I actually paid any attention to the case. I haven't paid any attention to it. I just remember the initial reports about it, and this dude seemed like he was looking for just to start something, a Zimmerman character.
That may very well be the case.
He used a lot of racial slurs in his calls to 911.
No, that's not true at all. You can't quote that, Jill. The only racial slur that came out in this statement that is true is creepy ass cracker. That's the only one that I've been able to find.
Well, you guys said you weren't paying attention to the case.
That's what Ian said. I looked initially. The initial report was the N-word was used, and that's inaccurate. The 9/11 operator asked Zimmerman to describe Trayvon, and he said he looked black.
Well,
that's the closest thing.
He also, on one of the recordings, under his breath, you can hear him say the word for raccoon, okay?
Well,
they always
get away, he said.
I disagree.
I disagree. I listen to the recording.
I disagree. But the thing behind this whole standard ground law, who pushed that? The NRA. Why? So more guns will get sold. That's what's behind this whole horrible thing.
So you don't think that people have a right to defend themselves?
I in this country right now. I would be afraid to be a black young man.
Me too.
Jill, do you think people have a legal right to defend themselves?
I think that they can defend themselves, but if they're, why not just get out of this situation in the first place if you can and save lives, including your own? Why would you go looking for trouble like the Zimmerman dude?
I'm not asking about the Zimmerman case. I'm asking, do you think that people have a right to defend themselves if they are somewhere that they have a legal right to be? I have two bad knees, so if somebody comes up to me, I can't necessarily run away. Because I can't run that fast. So you're saying that people should flee the scene, but it sounds as though you think that people should not be allowed to defend themselves.
No, I didn't say that at all. I just said I think they shouldn't go looking for trouble, and this guy obviously did.
Hold on, we might be miscommunicating here, because Jill, I agree with you. I don't think that, it sounds to me like Zimmerman was looking for trouble.
And I agree.
But on the other hand,
I also think that there was enough reasonable doubt.
Yeah, that makes sense to me, too. I'm not saying
that's why the jury acquitted.
Right, I'm not questioning. I don't even know what happened in the case. I don't really want to comment on the acquittal or all that. But, I'll take y'all's word for that, but on the issue of standing your ground, I'm with you, Daryl. If somebody is attacked and they feel that they need to defend themselves on their own property or somewhere else where they have a right to be, like at a workplace or something,
or
like that,
walking down the sidewalk
or wherever, that they should be able to do that. It's you don't have an obligation to run away. If you want to stand your ground, you should be able to do that. And Jill, thanks for the call. I appreciate hearing from you tonight at 855-450-FREE. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live. You take control next.
Be honest. Will owning a bigger TV help you get ahead in life? Will another pair of shoes make you a better person? Probably not. But what if you could speak another language? If acquiring a new language excites you more than acquiring more stuff, then wait till you hear this. As part of its biggest language learning event in history, Rosetta Stone is giving away demos of its powerful language learning software absolutely free. For your free demo, call 1-800-921-5663. And Rosetta Stone has made language learning more convenient than ever. Learn on your computer or iPad, then practice on the go with your smartphone or MP3 player without ever opening a book or memorizing boring vocabulary again. Do you want more stuff, or do you want a language that will last a lifetime? After all, it's all about priorities. To try a free demo of this powerful language learning software, call 1-800-921-5663. Again, get your free demo now. 1-800-921-5663. That's 1-800-921-5663.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell?
Yes.
Okay. Can you sell the intangible? If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise@gcnlive.com. Again, that's advertise@gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
Would you like to be able to disappear, to be invisible to the NSA and Obama spying thugs? Fortunately, there are still a handful of people carrying the torch for freedom and privacy. My friend Chris Peterson is one of them, and he made a video at privacyradio.com that you need to see right now. He'll teach you how to communicate privately, take your identity off the grid, and even disappear forever. Go to privacyradio.com now to see for yourself. Hurry, though. It's just a matter of time before Obama's minions have him shut down and this information is lost forever. privacyradio.com.
Attention, preppers. Think you've got everything? Think again. You need rescue tape. The ultimate emergency repair tape. Used by the U.S. Army on trucks and tanks. As part of their battle damage repair kit. Rescue tape is 20 times stronger than duct tape. Rescue tape repairs leaky pipes and hoses up to 500 degrees. Waterproofs electrical connections. And even works right over oily, dirty surfaces. Rescue tape belongs in every prepper's survival kit. Bug out bag. And emergency kit. Get rescued. Or just get stuck. Learn more at rescuetape.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Bring up anything, even in the remaining moments, which are happening now at 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and you can join us online. Just head over to freetalklive.com and enjoy. You get to create the content on the site, submit to it what you would like to see talked about, or hear rather, talked about on the airwaves. Could be a YouTube video, could be a blog post, news item, whatever you want to submit, you submit it, it gets voted on, and then maybe we'll talk about it on the air, or at the very least, it'll show up on the front page of the site. So go to freetalklive.com and submit your content whenever you feel so inspired. It's free.
Axia 30 is a weight loss product that I've been taking now for, I guess, I'm going to have to look at the calendar, but it's like 10 or 11 weeks. And I've been losing weight all along. I haven't weighed myself since I got back from Freedom Fest. I think it's been less than, well, just over 24 hours. I haven't done that yet. But I've been, you know, I had lost prior to that at least 6 pounds. And so it's working for me. It could work for you. They've got a full 3-month money back guarantee. There is no risk. If you don't lose weight, you don't pay for the, you don't, you can get your money back on the product. The number is 800-543-6613. I'm going to go ahead and recommend that you get this product because it is working for me. 800-543-6613. And if you call now, you get a free month of Axia 30, absolutely free with your order, so they'll give you an extra bottle. 800-543-6613.
Let's go to the phones. Dr. Jericho listening in Mount Jackson to WSVG. Hello, Jericho.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, what's on your mind?
Hey, no offense to the lady, but if Jill's still listening, you need to listen, get your news source from more than CNN and NBC. Because it was proven that NBC took the 911 tape and they played the whole thing, but when it got to the part where Trayvon Martin's race was, they edited it.
They edited it out.
Is what it was. The 911 dispatcher asked him, is he black? Is he white? Is he Hispanic? He answered the dispatcher's question.
And
all that NBC aired was, he's a black guy. And right. Instantly stamped this guy as a racist. George Zimmerman was a neighborhood
watchman. So you're saying they made it sound like he just out of the blue said that he was a black guy?
Actually, Zimmerman's lawyer was in the process of suing NBC during the trial and before, but they put that on pause. And so now they're going into full gear suing NBC because of what they did. I mean, it made the whole country think this man was a racist. And that's
right. Well, you got to ask yourself, why did this case become big? This isn't, by any stretch of the imagination, the only case where a young black man has been killed walking down the road in his neighborhood.
Number one, it wasn't his neighborhood. It was a gated neighborhood. And he was not supposed to be there. It was his girlfriend.
He was going to his girlfriend's
house. I thought it was his parents' house.
Right. But he went through that gated neighborhood to get to his neighborhood, which we've all been teenagers. We've all done that before. He didn't deserve to get shot for that. Is where he's messed up was George Zimmerman was following him, which he had the right to do. He was a neighborhood watch. He's on the phone. If he was out to get this kid, why would he have called 911? He just went to shot him and been done with it. You know what I'm saying? So George Zimmerman's doing everything right. Where Trayvon messed up was he attacked George Zimmerman. But you're right. Why is this getting all the attention you have in Chicago, the strictest gun control laws in the country? And just, what was it, last weekend or the one before, 75 murders in one weekend.
75 murders?
Oh, yeah. Chicago's terrible right now, especially for black people.
And this is black people killing black people, not to sound racist. These people are slaughtering each other. And you don't hear from that from Jesse Jackson. You don't hear from that from Alex Sharpton or Eric Holder or the president. This is their home turf, and I heard a guy on a radio show the other day. I had to hang up because I knew he got other callers, but I heard a guy the other day, this was so blatant I about threw up. Someone asked him, they said, well, you know, you have all this violence in Chicago with blacks killing blacks. Why are you freaking out when a white man kills one black kid? He said, because
he's not white. This is another kind of aspect to it.
They're still so mad at whites that, you know, if a white kills a black, you're a dead man. But
who do you mean by they? Because black people didn't do this. This was the news media that took an opportunity to exploit racial tension.
I'm talking about in Chicago. I'm talking about Chicago. You're totally right about the racial tension thing. The news media totally bent it. And the whole time, you notice how the whole time they called Zimmerman a Hispanic. I mean, he's Hispanic. He's half Hispanic. They wanted to make him sound white the whole time. The man was Hispanic, just as much as Trayvon Martin was black. You know what I'm saying? I mean, they totally bent the whole thing. But, you know, it's just sick what's going on right now. You have people killing each other in the streets, and you don't hear
about
that.
It was almost like the media wanted riots. You know,
they do want riots because it's good news coverage and it's a smokescreen for Obama.
I don't know what I think the media wants to sell, and that race. You know, that if this case turned out the way it did, you have a privileged individual who's the son of a judge who sounds white. Initially, the reports were that he used the N-word, and all the initial stuff that came out sounded like a great story. And then kind of once that dog's loose, you got to kind of follow it. But I think that this is what this does. All this has done is divide people. And I wonder if the races were reversed, how it would go. And I tend to think it wouldn't have been nearly as big of a story.
No, definitely not, because did you hear about, I think last week or two, four black guys attacked a white guy, beat him half to death, threw him in the street, got hit by a car. Not many people have heard about that.
How much the playing up of racial tensions results in things like that. I don't know. I haven't checked your story, but there's certainly,
I read the article about that today, and guys that supposedly assaulted this man were screaming at him, we're doing this for Trayvon.
Right, and I mean, so I wouldn't doubt at all that, you know, I mean, people are angry. And the fact is that there's a lot of different stories out there, and they're confusing. In some of the stories, Zimmerman's got these grass stains on his back, and I don't see the grass stains. I looked at the jacket, and I don't see them.
Jericho, thanks for the call, man. I appreciate the thoughts here at 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line.
It's really hard to be unbiased in this circumstance, because you just don't know. There's all kinds of smoke in the air.
Even if, and I agree that both of the characters in this handle the thing in the wrong fashion, from the limited understanding I have. But even if it's true that Zimmerman was a racist, and I think, Mark, you pointed out there's a lot of evidence against that.
Well, he's
apparently
he's,
has black children.
He's been involved in black foster care. I don't believe
I thought
that
you said he adopted.
I said that wrong when I said it, and pardon me. But he certainly got black heritage. I think it was his grandfather's.
But even if he turned out to be a racist, that doesn't justify somebody else going out and beating up another person who has the same skin color.
Right.
It's ridiculous.
And saying that we're doing this for Trayvon as though all people of the same skin color think the same way. Or, I mean, that's like one of the most racist things you could do is, you know, pick on somebody else because of the actions of another individual and lump everybody together.
Yeah. It's the whole groupism sort of thing of everybody that belongs to this group. Even if they don't necessarily belong to the group, if I perceive that you belong to the group, then you are responsible for the actions of every other person in that group.
And, you know, somebody pointed out on this, and there's been an article on what it's like to be young and black in young black and male in America.
Mm-hmm.
And if you can imagine what this would have been like if, say, a teenage girl, white girl, the same age as Trayvon, was doing the same stuff that Trayvon was doing. I think that the hoodie plays a role.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like a hoodie, it disguises appearances and, you know, sets people's little alarms off. But I think that it's like everybody does this, that everybody sort of makes determinations based on what they're seeing. Being a young male is considered a dangerous thing. Black is another thing that makes one dangerous. Care of facial hair, care of, other hair, the sort of dress. A white kid who was dressed as, like, the B-boy style, doing the same thing, would probably have had a similar experience, right? Like, so style of dress really makes a difference in what kind of sets people's alarms off. And, all of these facts have been wrapped up in order to divide us as people. And I don't want to feel divided.
Mm, yeah. And what about the point that was made on a number of memes I saw on Facebook about how the media is focusing all this attention on the Trayvon Martin trial, which, you know, got major headlines for, however many weeks it was going on, and then instead of the Bradley Manning trial, which arguably is a far more important trial as far as, you know, national security goes and various different federal governmental issues, the media doesn't care about Bradley Manning.
I agree with you, but it almost sounds like a conspiracy theory. Do you know what I mean?
They're
covering Zimmerman in order to quiet down what's happening with Manning.
It's presented as a conspiracy theory. I'm not suggesting that it was decided at the top or anything like that, but the reality is the Bradley Manning trial does not get the coverage.
Well, that's because Barack Obama already said 2 years ago Manning is guilty.
We're out of time. See you tomorrow night. FreeTalkLive.com.
Quantum Vibe, it's year 2523. There are colonies on Venus, Mars, and Mercury. People travel in bubbles, fly at hyperspeed, with brain implants and artificial gravity. A scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. QuantumVibe.com from Big Head Press.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit WeUseCoins.com.
If you suffer seasonal or environmental allergies and your doctor has told you that the only answer is medications for the rest of your life, Dr. Peter Glidden has an alternative solution that doesn't involve drugs with terrible side effects.
One of my favorite add-on products to the 90 essential nutrients for people who are suffering with allergies is a product called CellShield RTQ. CellShield RTQ. The Q in that product stands for a biochemical called quercetin. And quercetin is a natural antihistamine. It doesn't flag out your immune system like antihistamines do.
To manage your allergies without a lifetime of prescription or over-the-counter drugs, order Youngevity's CellShield RTQ today by calling 855-347-3696. That's 855-347-3696 or on the web at fireyourmdnow.com. That's fireyourmdnow.com.